proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host Aaron Broughton, and thank you for joining me. For over 3,000 years, the Jewish people have celebrated the miracle of Passover. The children of Israel were slaves in Egypt and were eventually freed by the hand of God through his servant Moses. Exodus chapter 12 records how this event took place. God instructed the Jewish people to keep the Passover as a memorial throughout their generations, a memorial that continues even till this day. From the simple meal in Egypt to a fine dinner today, a thread of tradition has been maintained by the Jewish people. If you visit a Jewish home during Passover, you will find a Seder table full of meaningful symbols, and the word Seder means order. The way you keep the Seder is by following the Haggadah. The Haggadah is the Hebrew word meaning the telling. You could say it is the operation manual for the Seder. It will help you understand what is going on during the Seder. The idea of telling stories to the next generation comes from the Shema, found in Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 9. The Jews were to teach the commandments diligently to their children. This includes telling the story of the Passover, and this was not to be neglected. The Passover Haggadah mentions four types of children who need to hear the story. Not all children are alike. They should be taught in a way so that they can understand. This applies as four sons found in four separate parts of the Torah. Four times, the story of the Exodus is presented to children. In each place, it is told differently in response to each child. The Haggadah, therefore, uses these passages as a guide relating to the four types of children. Now let's look at the passages in the Torah. The first is a wise son. This is found in Deuteronomy 6, verses 20 through 23. Now notice the lengthy and detailed question and answer to this passage. The scripture says, "And when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, What mean the testimonies and statutes and the judgments which the Lord our God hath commanded you? Then you shall say unto thy son, We were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders, great and sore, upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his household before our eyes. And he brought us out from thence, that he might bring us in to give us the land which he sware unto our fathers." And this story, as we've just been reading, is told to a child who listens. The second child is a wicked child, found in Exodus 12, verses 26 and 27. Here it says, "And it shall come to pass, when your children shall say unto you, What mean ye by this service? That ye shall say, It is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses. And the people bowed the head and worshipped." Now notice the sarcastic tone saying, "What does this service mean to you?" This child should be corrected. The third child is a simple child, found in Exodus chapter 13, verse 14. He is naive, innocent, and shy. And notice the simple exchange, where it says, "And it shall be, when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, What is this? That thou shalt say unto him, By strength of the hand of the Lord brought us out from Egypt and from the house of bondage." Let's move on to the fourth son. The fourth son does not realize what is happening, so the father simply teaches him. This is found in Exodus 13, verse 8, where it says, "And thou shalt show thy son in that day, saying, This is done because of that which the Lord did unto me when I came forth out of Egypt." Each of us are like one of these children. Either we are wise, wicked, simple, or even unaware. I trust we will eagerly learn God's story and apply it to our lives. Let us then teach these truths to the next generation. Let us not neglect God's word. A good lesson from Passover. I pray that this program has been a blessing to you. And if you'd like to hear this broadcast again or listen to our many archive programs related to Israel and the Jewish people, you may do so by going to ibjm.org. In fact, I invite you to share this with a friend as well. One other resource I'd like to mention here is a small booklet available called The Jewish Passover, which was written by IBJM's founder, the late Dr. Jacob Gardenhouse. And I know that this will be a blessing to you. Now, as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And until next program, let's say Chag Sameach. Have a great day.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.